Welcome back to our second podcast. This time, Parks is going to run me through the mill. I guess he's going to, see if he can learn something new and inspiring about me. But I don't like his chances very much because not very inspiring. Not feeling very inspiring this afternoon anyhow, Parks. But, see what you can get out of it.
Welcome back to you too, Noel. and once Thanks, again, mate. We'd like to thank our major sponsor, Heatley Barbecues. And running up to Easter, it's probably a good time to think about upgrading to a Heatley barbecue, available from a number of different locations, Heatley Direct, or you can get them from Nutrien. I don't know if you can get them from Elders Rural Services, but...
Elders Rural Services, they're also another sponsor,
and perhaps we need to look into them selling Heatley barbecues as well.
Well, there's certainly some good synergies there between farmers and barbecues... And, that's about it, really, isn't it? We love barbecues.
We love our Heatley, and get on to heatley.com.
We do love our Heatley barbecues, absolutely. Give them a call. Still time now before Easter to get yourself a new barbecue.
They're walking out the door. All right, now it's time to talk to Noel. He's been looking forward to this day for some time. Someone actually interested in what it's about. So, Noel... Who are you and where is your business based at present?
Okay, so my name is Noel Bubner. I live out at a little location called Salter Springs on my family's farm, which I'm not involved in unless they need a hand. I think 2 years ago I did some prickle chaining for them on the farm.
You're a pretty good bin bitch from what I've been told.
Yeah, I did. 2016, actually had the pleasure of reaping the family farm with you, Parks. You came over and...
I gave him a hand and Noel lined the bin up so that the hopper was right next to the fence, which was pretty helpful.
That's bullshit. There was plenty of room.
There was plenty of room for the auger, but not for the truck. But luckily I spotted that and we spun it around the other way.
Beg to differ. But we do give him a little bit of a hand every now and then. That was good fun. 2016, biggest harvest we've had around here for quite some time. I got to do a little bit of steering because, my dad was crook at the time. And, he was told, doctor's orders, no header driving for 7 weeks. And at 7 weeks and one day, he was standing at the steps to the header giving me the get out. And so I did. 1 hour later, the air conditioner shit itself, 35 degree day. One paddock left to go, no rain on the horizon at all. Do you think we could prize the old bugger out? No, sir. He was there to stay for the duration.
Yes, I do remember that, and I can guarantee that I would have pulled up.
Absolutely. So, my job for the rest of harvest was to keep running out bottles of iced water to the old man to make sure that he didn't pass out. But certainly committed. They bred him a lot tougher back in those days, I guess.
So you've... I know you've got a brother and some sisters.
Oh, yeah, but I'd rather not talk about them unless I have to. I do have a brother. He's still here on the farm. Doesn't do much. we used to have sheep, chooks, pigs. Now we're just a continuous cropping operation, or they are a continuous cropping operation. I've got a sister who is enjoying semi-retirement. And
She's a lot older than you, like she's my age.
Yeah, that is a lot older too. She's ancient, married to a farming family as well, as has my other sister who, she farms up at Bowilia. And you might also know her. She might have sold you a TV from, I still call it Edgar's.
Yeah. Balaclava Electronics, but I still call it Edgar's.
Well, they're not even Balaclava Electronics anymore. They're better electrical. Keep up with the times,
mate. Cash for comments.
Invoice in the mail.
Okay. So you were born in Balaclava? Well, no, you probably weren't. Do you know where you were born?
I reckon I was born down at Woodville.
Right.
And,
Pecker Country.
Yes, old Pecker Country. And, I don't remember that day very clearly, but, I was adopted. By Don and Kath Bubner. Not sure why I was given up. They're probably kicking themselves pretty hard right about now that I'm a famous podcaster, if only they knew. But, yeah, I've got no idea who they were, where they're from, what their issues were with me. But very thankful that, yeah, they buggered off and left me where I, yeah, where I laid. And, yeah, found a nice home here at Salter Springs.
Outstanding. So I've got a question here that says, which generation of farmer are you? Well, you would have been...
Would have been a second one on this property.
Second.
Dad bought this property. And yeah, I did do a bit of farming when I came home from school.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Owen Primary, Balaclava High, until the end of year 10. Then off to Airbray, as you did, as mentioned in an earlier pod. Unfortunately, I didn't finish and get my certificate in agriculture due to ill health. Yeah.
I didn't know that. So you actually haven't got a piece of paper that says you're intelligent.
No, I do not. And I guess that's why I'm not a farmer today, because I don't have the qualifications. Actually, but
I did go back to a reunion, and a lot of my classmates are no longer farming. So
Would have been a massive waste of time then, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, they've all moved on. Probably doing things far more exciting.
Yeah. Earning a lot more money. So that was, you know, an interesting experience. Yeah, like you said earlier, learned a little bit about Adelaide life and how to find your way around down there and public transport. Met some good friends who I still stay in touch with, some of them, not many, but yeah.
So today your business is AgriCycling. Please explain what that is.
AgriCycling is a company that was founded to find markets for excess baling twine from back when I was working in the export hay industry for Balco at Balaclava. Yeah, just had a broad idea one day that all this plastic string we were throwing out, we should be able to find a market in this day and age for that material to be recycled rather than going to landfill. So, yeah, had Ashmore Engineering up at Farrell Flat build me a baler and, yeah, found some markets through, well, couldn't actually tell you how I found them now, but I think it might have been through Alibaba. Cash for comment.
On the interweb.
Yes, on the interwebs. And had quite a successful relationship with a guy in China. Lasted about 5 years, baling twine and sending that to him. But then, yeah, Chinese government put bans in place in regards to importation of scrap waste. So that was the end of that. But prior to that coming to a screaming halt, I had diversified into collecting chemical drums. Yeah, 20, 10 litre plastic chemical drums and baling those. And, yeah, found other markets in other countries for those. Now have customers in Australia as well. So, yeah, it's nice to know that I'm not exporting all of the jobs that I am basically creating by collecting all of this material. And, yeah, that keeps me travelling around the countryside from the West Coast to the Riverland. And, yeah, today I've just got back from a trip from Corn and Oruroo. And I'll be heading back to Oruroo next week, which I'm sure the wife will be thrilled about.
Nice part of the country.
It is. It's different. I've never been up there before and didn't know what to expect. Corn, I had a rough idea. But Oruroo, I just pictured as a really flat, desolate piece of dirt. But yeah, once again, quite undulating, hilly around two sides of Oruroo before she flattens out, heading back down to Jamestown. So yeah, I love doing what I'm doing. Have a good look around the countryside, and always meeting a lot of people who hopefully I can come back to get a story from for the podcast from time to time.
So you have a wife. You mentioned her name's Rachel.
I didn't mention it, you're right. 20 years, I think. Yeah, could be 21. 21 years, two daughters.
So that's six between us. Six daughters, no boys. Hear that, fellas?
Nah.
Giddy up. Noel's pretty keen to become a father-in-law.
Yeah. You idiot. yeah, both happy, healthy kids, so very fortunate to have them. And the wife's pretty healthy as well.
Yep.
Not necessarily happy all the time when I'm around, but most of the time she's pretty chipper.
You've worked in the hay industry as well as on a farm. You worked for Balco.
And Gilmac.
Yep.
18 years total in the export hay industry. So what I did in a previous life to deserve that, I have no idea. I guess ultimately it was good for me.
Was in the early days too, when it was all a bit new to this area.
Yeah, look, Gilmac had only just sort of set up, probably only been running for maybe a year or two at Balaclava. Balco was still operating out of the Clare factory. And I came on board with Balco just after they started putting up the Bowman's facility. So I can tell you what year that was, but quite some time ago now.
I've got a question here that you can answer because you are on a farm. And what was your first tractor, or what was the name of your first horse? I'm not sure how long you've been farming, but
only good horse is a dead horse. Tractor. When I came home, we had a Chamberlain C670
bench seat,
no rear window.
You could sit out there with your dad all day long.
I couldn't really talk much because it was a little bit noisy. And Dad does actually have farmer's ear. He's deaf in the left ear, is it? The farmers all go deaf in?
I don't know.
But yeah, he's quite deaf in one ear.
I definitely hear ringing most nights. It's not my phone.
No. So yeah, the old 670. Then the next tractor I remember arriving on the farm was a... got me now. Little orange thing. It'll come back to me in a little while.
An orange Asami or something?
No, it's Chamberlain. But I think it was older than the 670.
Oh, God. Yeah, you are old.
And that thing used to fly. Well, that was second hand.
The Chamberlains did have a high road gear. Even
this thing would have dragged it off.
C670s used to have easily, quite rapid. Yep.
We should have actually lined them up. It's amazing my brother and I didn't line them up once upon a time. And
they would have killed a Massey anyway. Massey's had a very slow road gear. But Woody would have went steaming past me with his C670.
I wonder how many brothers on farms actually hooked their tractors up. Hooked up a couple of tractors and had tug-of wars.
I don't know. They did have that at Balaclava back in the 80s. I reckon they had a tractor pull.
Okay.
At the racetrack.
Yep.
And the farmers took their tractors in. I remember Woody taking his 4480 in there.
What a surprise, Duck.
That was his dad. That would have been, okay. Apex would have run that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's the sort of thing I'm a little bit disappointed that we never actually had a go with that.
So the first tractor was a C670 and the first horse's name was Jip. Is that right?
was Dogmate. And then, yeah, later in life, I guess, the farming career, esteemed. 4080 Chamberlain came along.
4080 Chamberlain.
Yep.
Rosenberg Farm Machinery was built on the 4080 Chamberlain.
I'd imagine he's done a ride out of those in his past life.
He would have sold hundreds of them.
Yep. No, it's still quite easy to spot them. All the subsequent 4280s. I think we actually have got a 40, or did have a 4480. Was that the first green model?
It was a 4490, I think they were. I think they had 90 or something. They were a heap of rubbish.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They seem to do their back ends all the time.
That might be the one that just burnt to the ground.
If you were lucky.
Yeah.
It would have been a happy day.
I don't. You're talking about the tractors that you had earlier. Have no idea what you're talking about. Apart from the Belarus.
Belarus had a sunroof too.
Oh, shit.
And I do remember that. Then you could open it, and I do remember taking... I remember taking Tim Hartness for Baz Hartness for a ride in it, and he had his... He was standing up while we're doing donuts in it, as you do, because my parents were overseas in New Zealand. Don't listen to this, Dad. And, I think it had a blown head gasket at the time, but it was still good enough to do donuts in, so...
Very well-built machine.
And we had to cultivate the front paddock before they got back.
And the sunroof was so that they could see the snow falling in Belarus?
Well, it had a snow blind.
Oh, it had a snow blind.
On the radiator. You could pull that up
extra?
And that would keep it warmer.
In this day and age, it'd be an extra $400 for a blind and a tractor.
It was just like an old Holland blind. Just yank her up.
Yep, yep. Snazzy.
Do you have a philosophy on life, Noel, just changing track?
My philosophy in life is to don't sweat the small stuff. If you can control something, control it. If you can't do anything about it, put it off to one side and find something else to do that is constructive with your time. Pretty simple, really.
What I've got here, what would you prefer? But I'm going to ask something different. I'm going to say, what was the best decision you ever made?
Best decision I've ever made. Well, it was to get into plastics recycling.
Plastics recycling has been a...
For sure.
Yep.
It's a tough gig at the moment.
Wash out your drums, people.
Yes, exactly. And leave your lids off. Why would you put your lid back on after you've washed your container out? It's so frustrating. But no, it's a really enjoyable job. The market is disappointing at the moment and has been for quite some time. But I'm still managing to, you know, keep the wolves from the door. And, yeah, travelling around the countryside, meeting people, having a good old look around and, yeah, working for yourself, which obviously has some sort of intrinsic value. I don't know what that is, but having worked for everybody else my entire life, including when I was here on the farm, yes, it's very refreshing to be able to go.
Only trouble working with yourself is the buck stops with you.
Well, it does. But I get along with myself pretty well.
So. You know everything, so that's okay.
Yeah, yep. And, you know, I'm in it for the cash, for sure. But it's nice to know that I'm actually doing a little bit to, you know, for the environment.
Save the turtles. As well.
Saving the turtles. Because I've seen chemical drums stuck up turtles' noses. Doesn't look comfortable at all. So, yeah, really enjoyed doing what I'm doing.
Your earliest recollection, I've got that written down here, and I'd be interested to hear this one.
Earliest recollection. Probably telling the old man that he was getting a bit slow in his old age. I think I must have been all of about 5 or 6. and yeah, he said, oh, well, start running and I'll see if I can catch you. And yeah, I made it about 50 metres and was actually climbing up a tree when I felt the big hand go around the ankle and go, gotcha.
Oh, shit. Well, I reckon you'd outrun Don now.
I reckon I got him now. Yeah. Yep. If not right now, give it a couple of weeks. He's going in for a hip operation, hip replacement. As soon as he gets out, the challenge is on.
He'd be like the $6 million man soon.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's probably one of the earliest recollections. Nothing else really springs to mind.
You've worked on your farm. You've done other things. You've worked with your brother, your father. What's the funniest thing you've seen happen on your farm or a neighbour's farm?
Oh, there's been plenty happen on a neighbour's farm, but I've only ever heard about it secondhand. Werdner Park is the property I'm talking about. They have a couple of paddocks near us. Funniest thing. Are we going to talk about... No, I'll just go into it now. Probably the first time I took a mate for a ride on the header. It was his very first ride on a header, the old Laverta, I'm going to say M152.
Yeah, I reckon that's right.
Yep. Something like that?
Yep, definitely an M.
And we've been having troubles with rim cracking around the wheel studs for the previous season, and we couldn't get a new rim. So, it got welded up a couple of times. Anyhow, took my mate for a ride, a very first ride on the header, and we're roaring across the paddock with a bin full, heading into the field bin, and all of a sudden I heard this clicking noise, and I thought, what's that? That doesn't sound right. So I've hit the decelerator, maybe too rapidly in hindsight, I don't know, but all of a sudden we've lurched to one side and down, and down, so much so that the comb hit the ground, and it stayed on the ground after, and the cabin went up and then came down again, naturally, gravity, we're all familiar with that. Came down so hard that the windscreen shattered into a million pieces. By the time the banging had stopped, all of probably 5, maybe 10 seconds, I turned to see how my mate was travelling, and he would have been at least 50, if not 100 metres across from the paddock, and had already got a cigarette up into his mouth and lit. He was a very Maltese kind of guy, dark skin, olive complexion, I guess you'd say, and I could see from 100 metres away that he was white. He had lost, his blood had just gone to his feet, absolutely cacked himself. But fortunately, him getting out so quickly probably stopped the header from rolling over altogether, because he got the door open. When the ladder went down and hit the ground, it came up under the door, the open door, which forms part of your rollover protection, and actually, I think, stopped it from tipping over, because when we got under the header...
Wouldn't the front stop it?
The front was not connected anymore.
Oh, that came off.
That came off.
Oh, God.
When we got underneath it to jack it up, to replace the rim, which Dad found that day in Manham, had to go for a drive and pick up two new rims from Manham. But when we were jacking it up, we obviously didn't have the jack in the right spot, and it wanted to keep tipping over to the left where there was no wheel supporting it anymore. So I honestly think getting that door open so quickly actually might have saved it from tipping over. Don't know. But yeah, that was not funny until I saw my mate, how far he managed to run in such a short space of time. Probably would give Usain Bolt a run for his money in his day.
Wheels and farm machinery do often part company, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, they do.
I've lost the rear wheel off a header. This year I had a brand new windrower, and I was going down the road in road gear, and the rear wheel passed me.
They do take off, so don't they?
By the time I pulled up, I'd caught up to the wheel. I didn't have to go back and fetch it because it was next to me.
I just keep driving till you catch up to it.
It's actually surprising they travel quite well on three wheels. I'm not sure how it would have gone in the paddock, but it was all right on the road. Tighten your wheel nuts, fellas.
Grease as well.
Kingpins. Grease. Yep. Grease is cheaper than steel.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. The piece of equipment that you've done the most damage to, well, that's probably that header.
Yeah, I think we've just ticked
that one off the box, I'm pretty sure. That.
Although we did manage to straighten all of that out, and you'd never know, I guess, that we did the damage to the header, unlike the Harrows that I was towing, and it was the old Harrows which had the, I'm going to call them Rio rods, that go out from the tow bar to the outer edge of the Harrows wings.
And you had to fold them up with a big pipe.
Yeah.
Lift them on, variation.
So, yeah, after I lifted up the Rios onto the back wheel of the tractor and bent the entire front frame, you can still see the bend in the frame. So, yeah, that was probably the most long-term sustained damage.
And you still have those Harrows?
We do. I can show you them after the podcast if you like.
Everybody's got a set of Hall Bakeshaw Harrows sitting in their backyard. They will be worth something one day.
I saw a Harrow at a market, just a single Harrow at a market, $280 they wanted to sell for a Harrow. So I'm not sure what the going rate is.
I remember when we bought our Hall Bakeshaw, our last set, they were hydraulic folding, a bit flash, $2,500 changeover.
Wow.
And we had to, I remember working, Dad was told the dealer, which was Rosie back in those days, and he said, how much do you want to spend? And Dad said, $2,500. And he just looked at him, he said, And then he talked to him for about another 25 minutes, and he said, okay, done.
Probably would have got him for $1,500 if he said.
Yeah, he probably should have, but I'm pretty sure Rosie wanted more than that.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've ever seen Dad close a deal.
Yeah, okay.
So you've damage to Harrows and headers. But what was your worst job when you're working on the farm?
Oh, look, yeah, pigs. Pigs and pigs.
You basically come straight home into the pigs, got yourself all buff, carrying buckets of feed.
Got the pigs going whilst I was in primary school, actually.
Yep.
Bit of the old pocket money, just buying slips from somewhere. But, yeah, I guess I think I just kept them going and, yeah, eventually started with a few more sows and And boars and, yeah, mating sows. Yeah, nah, definitely the low point in anybody's life, especially when you got your mate around, you know, pre-Saturday night, heading out for the night. But, yeah, firstly, we've got to mate these sows. Well, there's no way knowing that I was getting any action that night, picking up, that's for sure, because any time I got close to a female, my, you know, bracketed mate would come in and say, oh, you'll never guess what he was doing before it came out. So, yeah, that's definitely a, and yeah, you know, late nights and having to play football the next day. But what am I trying to say here? You know, getting home from the pub at 4 o'clock in the morning and then having to be up by around 7 o'clock in the morning to make sure all the pigs are sorted out before you go and play football on a Saturday. Yeah, it's been some pretty long mornings down in the some different sort of diets dished up to the pigs, I guess I'm trying to say.
Having pigs is character building, and I think a lot of the kids these days just got no idea.
Well, a lot of kids these days do have no idea, Parks, but we're probably showing our age making comments like that. So I'm sure the youth of today have got a lot better understanding of things than what we perhaps give them credit to.
probably have a... When the GPS goes out, they don't know what to do. It's just grab that round thing in front of you and hang on.
Is that what it does? That's
what it does.
They still work.
They can still go round and round, up and back.
Bugger me.
Your favourite holiday location?
Honeymoon to Noosa was pretty awesome.
Honeymoon to Noosa. I was wondering when that was going to come up.
Yeah, no, that was... Noosa's pretty nice. Should
that
probably
was back before it was all commercialised, that back when they...
Oh, it was pretty commercialised. there was a bar that had about 20 slushy machines, all chock-a-block full of different cocktails, so I'd suggest that it was fairly commercialised when we were there 20-odd years ago. Yeah, beautiful spot. Typical tourist place. Everybody's there, happy, enjoying themselves, having a good time. But yeah,
have you been back?
No.
Have you been? Have you been to the Gold Coast?
Yeah,
done the theme park thing.
No, I haven't done the theme park things, but we went to the Gold Coast, and we caught some sort of rotavirus or norovirus we came home on the plane vomiting. Diarrhea. How customs didn't pull us in, and
this is pre-COVID, folks. So.
Yeah, this is 20 odd years ago. We were just dying, and how customs didn't pull us in because we were just sweating. We had to look suspicious. Father-in-law was there to pick us up, and he just shook his head, couldn't believe how horrible we were, and just went home and did more. Spewing and shitting. It was, a really sad ending to which was only an okay sort of holiday. But, yeah, every year, back to Victor Harbour. Love it down there. Very fortunate. Mum and Dad built a shack down there 30 years ago. Just keep going back. And each year, you know, throughout the year, lose a few kilograms, go down there, stack them back on over the Christmas New Year break. Love it down there.
Excellent. Our most respected farmer or person?
Oh.
We're wearing it down, Noel, so don't... This is a good one because you've met a lot of people and you don't have to actually single one person out, but a lot of the times when you come up with a respected person, it's probably someone that's similar to yourself in their philosophy and life.
Well, certainly not going to make you blush here, Parks, so you can relax.
I appreciate the fact that... you can use someone else just for the sake of the podcast being...
Okay, a bit more varied.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, Mark Schilling's an interesting character over in New York Peninsula. Obviously a guy that has a red-hot crack at anything that he sets his mind to. But, meeting with him one night, really told me a lot about his character, I guess, a little bit. That was my interpretation of it anyhow. As I was looking for markets for baling twine, Mark being the entrepreneurial guy that he is, he was also looking for markets for baling twine. He was concerned about the industry and what was being thrown away, and got talking to him and Yeah, he told me that he'd hired this baler to try baling this stuff, and I said, well, I'd be interested to have a look, you know. Could I come up and have a look? He was more than happy, so went there. It was dark by the time I got there, and we were rooting around with this baler trying to bale baling twine, and at the end of it he said, do you really want to do this, Noel? Is this something you want to do? I said, yeah, no, I really want to give this a crack. And he said, go for it. This is not me. Anything I can do to help you, sing out, more than happy. And, yeah, right there and then he just handed it over to me. Or didn't hand it over to me. Just stepped back and wished me well.
Did he sell you the baler?
No, he was only hiring it. Right. So, yeah, he just sent it back. That's my recollection of it anyhow. So, yeah, I think pretty highly of Mark. I don't have much to do with him at all these days. But yeah, that's one story that stands out in my mind. And, yeah, obviously with his lentil packing, cleaning business, he's now making beer as well.
Out of lentils?
Oh, I don't know about that.
They have done lentil beer.
I don't think it is.
I hope not. That was awful. May as well make beer out of cow trot, I reckon.
That would be a good use for Caltrop. So, yeah, he's an interesting guy. Malcolm May at Balaclava, a very passionate guy. Yeah, I guess there's several others, but, yeah, I don't want to go on for too long. So
that's excellent.
I think we'll certainly interview a lot of people who I think we both share a thought that they've got an interesting story to tell, and that they're passionate about what they do. And
yeah. If you get a gig on this, then we are a respected farmer, no doubt about it.
I think so. Yeah.
There won't be any unrespected farmers on this show.
Well, we could do one tomorrow. It's April Fool's Day tomorrow. Or a businessman. Not necessarily a farmer, but a businessman associated with agriculture. So, yeah.
Yeah, and if you've got any ideas for people that you'd like us to have a chat with, drop us an email at wherever.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't got
Give mine. Us a ring at the moment and we'll sort it out, and we will have an email soon and a Facebook page. And down the track, we'll be all over the media, I'm sure.
Oh, that's our plan anyhow.
Innovator, early adopter, shampoo, soap.
Oh, mate, give me a container of all-in-one for sure.
All-in-one.
All-in-one shampoo, shaving cream, soap. Yep, one container fits all. It sounds good to me. Innovator, yeah, not really. Change, take it or leave it. If it makes life easier, then, yeah, happily adopt change. Happy.
Only reason I don't like change is when they change things in the supermarket. I've spent 20 years learning where something is, and now they've expanded Foodland. Another cash for comments. Love your Foodland. But
yep, Smithy.
Stop moving things, because I'm getting confused. I'm old and I don't like change.
Ask for help, old man. Ask for help.
And then I'll probably have Sharon and Sharon Moulds, and she'll show me with a happy smile.
She's lovely. She'll help anybody out. Yeah, especially you older guys.
Us older people, we deserve a little bit more attention.
So, yeah, bring on change if it makes life easy.
The worst piece of equipment ever purchased.
Oh, I guess I really haven't purchased that much.
Or been involved with. I can't believe you haven't mentioned the fact that you've got this fancy thing that crushes drums and it also does the same job on a stepladder.
We'll have to post a picture of that so people understand what you mean.
It compacts your drums, and Noel was in the habit of storing his ladder in there as well, but he forgot one day when he closed the gate and did it a test run. So
yeah, that was a pretty bad purchase, that ladder. Thought it was a lot stronger.
Should have got one of those ones they have on a shopping network that you can put your coffee on the top.
I don't drink coffee. Can I put a rum can up there?
You could probably do that too.
Excellent. Yep, yes. All right. I guess I'm sitting up late tonight watching TV, looking for a ladder commercial.
Cash for comments. All right, well, I think we've pretty much covered everything about you, Noel. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about Noel and his escapades over the next coming episodes. Once again, thank you very much to Heatley Barbecues, our major sponsor, and Elders Rural Services.
Certainly are very thankful to those guys and gals for making this possible.
Shout out to Andrea and Mal Mead. Heatley Barbecues.
Heatley Barbecues, Easter time. Get out there, buy yourself a new barbecue.
Damn straight.
All right, thank you, Andrew, for I don't know what, but because I don't think you learned too much about me, but
I think we've learned a lot. Giddy up.
About each other today. So thanks again, the listeners. Look forward to bringing more
scintillating conversation.
Scintillating, that's the word I was looking for. That's a good word, Andrew. That's a good word.
Hear it often
enough. You might have to get the thesaurus up on the screen for future apps.
We'll have a different word next week.
Yes, word of the week. So maybe if you've got a word that you'd like us to weave into a podcast.
Pedagogy. Thank you.
The weird test, listeners. Let us know what that means. All right. Ciao for now. Over and out.
See you later.
Ciao.